The headlines and coverage of Pennsylvania public schools tend to revolve around action in Harrisburg or issues in the state's largest urban districts. In much of the state, though, small and rural districts face challenges similar to their urban counterparts, just on a slighter scale. There, too, educators stress over student poverty, school funding, and how to better prepare students for a 21st century economy. Keystone Crossroads education reporter Kevin McCory traveled to the northwestern part of the state for a series focused on these districts and kicks things off with this portrait of Titusville, Pennsylvania.
It's homecoming week in Titusville, Pennsylvania, and the students are going bonkers. There are spirit games in the gym, parades on the streets, and rousing speeches before the big Friday night football game, like this one from middle linebacker Luciano DeRose, a senior.
They're going to break, and this is going to be a good night.
As Titusville High School junior Samantha Pritchard, part of the drumline, puts it,
we need a reason to celebrate sometime, so I guess this is it.
For the past 2.5 decades, finding reasons to celebrate in this small rural northwestern Pennsylvania town have been harder to come by. Like many parts of western PA, Titusville has been badly scarred by deindustrialization and steady population loss. It's a far cry from the glory days of the 1800s, when Titusville became the epicenter of the American oil boom.
Titusville is historically a world-renowned community. We're the home of the oil industry with Drake's Well. At one point, we probably had more millionaires per capita than even New York City.
That's school superintendent Karen Jez. She says those days are long gone. The area sees significant brain drain, with far more home leaving than home coming.
Our kids don't see hope in our community as far as job opportunities.
Titusville's story is echoed across many towns in Pennsylvania, where a solid middle-class workforce was once sustained by no more than a high school degree. Around here, jobs left in waves after Pennzoil, U.S. Steel, and Quaker State pulled out of nearby Oil City. The latter came as a devastating blow on the heels of a major steel mill closing in Titusville.
That white building, that used to be Sitemp Specialty Steel.
And when did that close down?
Sitemp, it closed in the early 90s, 1990s.
And the jobs that are there now?
Not nearly what there used to be, yeah.
Driving around the district with Jez, she noted how the poverty rate had risen over time, and with it brought welfare dependency, drug addiction, and sometimes students living in squalor. Median household income in the district is about $38,000, in the bottom tenth of the state.
I went into a home one time a few years back as a principal, and half of the house still had dirt floors.
The agricultural industry in the area has also been diminished, but it's still not uncommon to find students like freshman Abigail Bryan. She spends nights and vacations doing chores on one of the family farms that dot the outlying lands of the district.
I always think of myself as like the weird country girl. I have to milk about 70 cows, and then we have about 25, 30 calves. So it's a pretty decent sized farm.
Downtown Titusville is essentially one main drag, with a motel on one end, a diner on the other, and a strip of taverns and social clubs in the middle. Inside one bar on a Tuesday night, there's a palpable restless energy. A group of men come in after a work shift. They fire up the jukebox. And in a flash, there's an argument over a girl and a fistfight outside on the sidewalk.
Bar fights are part of bars and part of alcohol.
Police Chief Harold Minch says it comes with the territory.
These are tough blue-collar individuals that have lived here for generations. They're woodsmen, they're oil field workers, they're steel workers. These are not accountants, you know. So, you know, you're going to say something about the Steelers, or you're going to say something about their Penguins. And if they've had 6 beers, you're going to get punched in the mouth.
Minch and I talked along with Superintendent Jez and the head of the Titusville Redevelopment Authority. Yes, they said, Titusville clearly has its problems, but they downplay naysayers and are bullish about the town's future prospects. There's a burgeoning industrial park filled with successful niche businesses. The ability to work from home has lured some college grads back, and local leaders believe the area's natural beauty makes it poised to take off as a tourist destination.
Are we going to be the steel center of the world again? Absolutely not. Are we going to start pumping oil like they pump in Saudi Arabia? Absolutely not. It's not going to happen. However, that doesn't mean there's no opportunity here. It means there's different opportunity here.
In the middle of everything sits the Titusville school system, which for an area struggling to redefine itself is a true community hub for more than just students. And as cliche as it may sound, nothing may get at this more than seeing the town pack the grandstands for a Friday night football game. Again, Luciano DeRose.
It's just everybody like really has your back if you ever need anything. And it's just, it's really homey feeling. You never feel like you're out of place.
Titusville lost the homecoming game that night, handily, and actually ended up completely winless on the season. Superintendent Jez, though, continues looking on the bright side.
Our kids are young and little. I think our average weight's about 170 pounds this year. So, you know, our line's not very big. But they have heart, you know.
Kevin McCrory, Keystone Crossroads.